on duty for the Lord Jesus Christ. My name is Jesse Romero, the Latin lover of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, the Latin lover of Our Lady. Terry, are you on duty?
I'm the Terry Barber, the Lebanese lover of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, and the Lebanese lover of Our Lady. Jess, I'm reporting for duty, and we've got a really good story to start off today after the gospel and Sheen. That's going to just say why we're Catholic. I mean, it's just a beautiful convert story, a minute and a half. You'll love it. Also, we're going to tackle some tough situations. One, we're going to ask you to call Cardinal Dolan today and tell him.
I just did.
Thank you, Jess. I'm asking everybody to do it, even my brother Jesse, and saying that Father James Martin is going to set to speak at a school for children on welcoming homosexuality. And I think that the bottom line is we call the Cardinal, and I'll give you that number a little later, say, look, knock it off. I mean, I'm not going to support anything that doesn't teach the perennial teachings of the church. Also, the big topic of the day, Jess, you're tackling a big gorilla right now, but you know what? Sitting back and doing nothing, they're going to take this over, this country. And it's time to cancel the cancel culture. And that's what we're going to be talking about. But before we get into all these topics, Jess, let's get some soul food in us, brother.
Just a little reminder, the month of May is dedicated to the Blessed Virgin Mary. Ave Maria, ora pro nobis. May also, Terry, in North America, you're starting to see the flowers starting to beginning to bloom. And you know, that all comes from God. That symbolizes new life, flowers
the
blooming.
Cycle of life.
That's right. And let's remember, it was Mary's fiat, her yes to God the Father, to bear Jesus to the world, which gives us new life as well. So, again, Our Lady's the new Eve of the new creation. Pray for us. And also remember that we're going to be celebrating Mother's Day in the month of May. But most especially, we honor our Heavenly Mother this month. Little bit of soul food.
Amen, brother.
John chapter 15, verses 9 to 11. Very short, right to the point. Jesus said to his disciples, "As the Father loves me, so I also love you. Remain in my love. If you keep my commandments, you will remain in my love. Just as I have kept my Father's commandments and remain in his love. I have told you this so that my joy might be in you and your joy might be complete." The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ.
A couple things I want to say here in this short, pithy little gospel. Notice our Lord is calling us to, as the Father loves me, so I also love you, remain in my love. So how do you remain in Jesus' love? He tells us also a couple of chapters earlier in the sixth chapter of John, he says, the way you remain in him is by receiving him in the Holy Eucharist. Okay. So the same word there, remain, the Greek word meno, is used for the Holy Eucharist. So how do you remain in the love of Jesus? John chapter 6, he answered the question several chapters before that. You have to receive the Holy Eucharist, which is Jesus himself. That way you remain in his love. Also, how do you remain in Jesus' love? Something very Catholic there that Luther and Calvin misunderstood at the Reformation. You have to keep the commandments.
Amen.
Why? Keeping the commandments helps you live an ordered life. And when you have an ordered life, it's a clean life. It's a pure life. It's a life where you don't have to look over your shoulder. If you don't keep the commandments, what happens? You live a disordered life,
simple.
An unclean life. This is all very simple,
yeah.
Terry.
No, it is. Straightforward Catholicism.
Yeah. So our love for God the Father it expresses itself ultimately by obeying his commandments, as Jesus did. The commandments are not like, you have to do this to be saved. No. The commandments are, as Dr. Scott Hahn says, they're the family chores. Mm-hmm. Once you're grafted into the family through baptism, you're made part of the family of God. Now all of us, so that we can grow up in justification as sons and daughters of God, there are family chores. Not to make our life miserable, to make us grow up into, as St. Paul says, into the full measure of the body of Christ. God doesn't want us to be walking around in spiritual diapers forever. He wants us to grow up. And, you know, and it was common back in the Old Testament in ancient society for the younger siblings to look up to the older brothers and sisters for guidance. Yep. On how to honor and obey one's parents. And so we look to up to Jesus, our kinsman redeemer. We look up to him, the older brother of the family, on how he loved the Father. That's the way we want to love the Father. And what's the fruit of this type of receiving the Eucharist, obeying the commandments, imitating Jesus in his love for the Father? What's the fruit of that? It ends it right there. Joy. Joy. That's one of the fruits of the Holy Spirit. And by the way, joy is not something external. No, it says, it said right here in the gospel, it says, so that my joy might be in you. Not so that my joy might titillate your passions and emotions, so that my joy may, you know, trigger your externals. No, it's something interior. You can be locked up in the darkest dungeon on death row. Reminds me, Terry, like a very famous black Protestant prisoner. Yeah. He was given the miraculous medal. Yeah. and Mary appeared to him. Yeah. And you know what, Terry? They said he couldn't wait to go to death row because he was saying, they're saying like, the warden said, we've never seen anybody so happy skipping to the electric chair. Yep. He goes, I want to see the lady. I want to see my mother. I want to see the blessed. He had converted to the Catholic faith. He had this joy when he met the Blessed Mother on death row. And he was saying, I can't wait to see her. And by the way, when he encountered Mary, he spent the rest of his time on death row doing prayer and penance for other death row prisoners that had conversions after he died. They were saying, I want to see a priest. What happened to you? This guy's one of the worst guys we've had here. He's saying, Our Lady, our Lord appeared to me because that black prisoner that was on death row, he was praying for me and doing penance. And now I want to be a Catholic too. Terry, that's joy. It's interior. It's not going to a party, having a margarita, you know, doing the cha-cha dance. You know, that may feel good for a couple of seconds. That's external. Joy is something that cannot be taken away. It comes from knowing God, Terry.
Absolutely. Living in the presence of God is the key to having that joy. Let's bring in the smartest guy into the room, Archbishop Sheen. Full steam ahead. Jess, we're talking about spiritual warfare with this comment by Sheen. Check this out, because I know you're going to like this. Sheen says, we must always remember that Satan comes as an angel of light. What he presents is always eminently reasonable. He offers the seemingly sensible way, the soft way, the way of compromise and ease. Think about today right now. Yep. If he showed himself as a monster, all would run away howling in terror. Instead, Bishop Sheen says the devil offers a way out when we are in a jam. Interesting. A jab or a jam? Jam. Okay. Jam. You get it, Jess? Yeah. An alternative when the way of Christ seems difficult. So in other words, turning away from any kind of suffering or, you know, the world, looking to the world for the answers. No, Bishop Sheen says, don't look to the world for the answers. That's actually what Satan does.
Wow.
Powerful, isn't it, Jess?
And Terry, that's why the angels face God.
Yeah.
We would call that ad orientem.
That's right.
And the demons turn their back to God. Yeah. And they face the world. They look to the world. They turn their back on God. Yeah.
Jesse, I got to ask you, though, we got the men's conference coming up really quick on June 12th. That's going to be the Catholic Men's Conference at the Sacred Heart Chapel. Jess Romero, Eddie Chavez, and also we've got Bishop Joseph Strickland from Tyler, Texas, giving a presentation virtually here at the Sacred Heart Chapel on St. Joseph, a man for men. And that conference is still available. You can go on to vmpr.org. or call us at 877-526-2151. Jess, you've been doing these men's conferences. Why is it important that the women send their husbands to these conferences? Because I know why I think it is.
Well, because the Holy Family gives us the model of what family life is supposed to look like. Oh. And the one that's the leader, spiritually, physically, protector, and provider spiritually and physically, is the Saint Joseph, the man of the house. And so that the house can be properly protected, the domestic church, from the devil, the world, and the flesh, there has to be order in the house. And when a man is following his role as a man, and a woman is following her role as a man, as a woman, there is order in the house, and the house is protected from the diabolical.
It's called complementary. That's how God designed it. Hey,
sexual complement.
Yep, you got it, Jess. So call us at 877-526-215 and register your husband, or go online to vmpr.org. When we come back, I've got a little minute and a half clip of a convert to the Catholic Church that just came in, and you're going to say, well, she came into the church for the same reason I'm a Catholic, and I'll just give you a little tip. One of the sacraments. It's called the Source and Summit of the Christian Life. When you hear her talk about how she was moved by our Eucharistic King and Savior Jesus Christ, you want to share this with your friends, because this is why I'm Catholic, and I want the whole world to be Catholic, because Jesus is the source and summit of the Christian faith. You're listening to the Terry and Jesse Show. Jess called it right. He's the Latin lover of our Lord and Savior. I'm the Lebanese lover. Why? Because we know the end of the story. We win.
Yep.
We gotta stick it out right here, folks. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
Welcome back to the Terry and Jesse Show. To join the conversation, call 888-526-2151. Now, here's Terry and Jesse.
Speaking the truth in charity.
Amen, brother.
Terry, we got a clip of... go ahead.
Convert to the Catholic faith. Listen to why she became a Catholic and see if this relates to you. Mr. Engineer, play the clip.
Hi. So my moment of conversion happened as I was going through RCIA. I was at a family holy hour. We had this wonderful priest who would, once a month, the first Friday of the month, would do a family holy hour. It was adoration, praise and worship music. It was amazing. It was beautiful. So I was there, and he was walking around with the monstrance in his hand, and the praise and worship director was singing, "This is Jesus, Emmanuel." It's a Chris Tomlin Christmas song, but she wasn't singing the whole song. She was just singing the chorus over and over again. "Emmanuel, Emmanuel, God is with us, here to dwell." And I was looking at the monstrance, and I realized that Jesus was there. He was right there in the monstrance. No other faith can say that our Lord and our Savior, the person who created the universe, is there right in front of us, 20 feet away. Not only just when I went to adoration that one time, but every time we go to adoration, every time we go to Mass. And when that moment clicked for me, I knew that the Catholic Church was the only church for me.
You see, Jesse, that's why we do what we do. When you run into people like that and you go, that's why you got to bring people to the Blessed Sacrament. And that's where our peace comes. Look at what's going on in the world. Stop watching the news. Go make a visit to the Blessed Sacrament. That's where you'll find your peace. Your thoughts?
Exactly. Terry, that's why there's this one beautiful basilica in Milwaukee, Wisconsin. I've been there a few times.
Is it the Franciscan one?
Yes.
Oh, yeah, I've been there.
It's drop-dead gorgeous.
Oh, it is.
And the tabernacle, right over the tabernacle in gold letters, it says, "Behold, the tabernacle of God is with men."
Yes.
That says it all. Behold, the tabernacle of God is with men. And that's the difference. I remember I had the same conversation with a guy that was dropping off sparkless water in the parish that I went to over in the San Fernando Valley.
Yeah.
And he said, you know, he goes, "Hey, I'm a Christian and stuff. Where'd I drop the water off at?" And I said, the rectory is over there. The secretary's name, so-and-so. And he goes, he asked me, he goes, "So what are you doing here? Why are you on your knees?" I was in front of the golden top. He didn't know. He's a Protestant.
Of course he wouldn't know.
Yeah, and so he was, I said, "Are you a Christian?" He goes, "Yeah." He goes, "I'm an evangelical Christian." I said, "Welcome, so am I. I'm an evangelical Christian myself." I said, "Just happened to be part of the church that he started, but we're both evangelical Christians." I said, "We both believe that Jesus is the only way to heaven." He goes, "Absolutely, amen, brother." I said, "Okay." I said, we believe, just like the Jews, that God dwelled in the Ark of the Covenant and that only the high priest was able to approach him. He goes, yeah. I said, see that golden tabernacle? Yeah, see the width and heights in the center of the church? Yeah. I said, we believe now that the dwelling of God, the Shekinah glory of God, has now left the Old Testament, the Old Covenant, Ark of the Covenant. It's lost in a mountain somewhere. And now that Shekinah, the glory, has come down to the New Covenant through our Lord Jesus Christ. And we believe that Jesus Christ keeps his promises, I'll be with you always until the end of time. And we believe that he's in that golden tabernacle. That's why it's gold. It's covered with, you know, it's high and lifted up. It's in the center of the most churches. I said, and that's why we're on our knees, because we believe that's Jesus Christ in some. And I don't want to use words that would like translate. He wouldn't know. I said, we believe in some mysterious way, but in a very real way, he's there. His presence is hidden from us in some mysterious way, but he's really present there, like he was present in the Shekinah cloud in the Old Testament. It connected with him, Terry.
Big time, Jess.
He says, "What are is so?" That's what you. I said, "Yeah." He goes, "Where can I read up more about this?"
Sign me up, baby.
Yeah, this is like 25 years
ago. I remember
ago.
That story, Jess.
And I had with me, like in my pocket or in my backpack, yeah. I had Pillar of Fire, had like 10 of them.
Yep.
I just grabbed one. It's a little track from Catholic Answers, and I said, here you go. There's a number there if you want more information. And he goes, wow, this was a great conversation. I can't believe I ran into you and stuff. So he goes, I've been doing a lot of Catholic churches. Nobody's ever told me what you told me. So there you go, Terry.
You know, Jesse, I got one more story, because at the Eucharist, we can never talk enough about our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ in the Eucharist. I was at a parish years ago, and a homeless man, African-American guy, was looking for money, and I was promoting the Lighthouse program back in the early part of the century. I sound old now, but that's when it was. Mm-hmm. And he asked me for some money to get on a bus to get home. So I said, yeah, tell me about yourself, because I never just give them money. I want to know their first name, make it personal, and tell me a little bit about themselves. Well, he said, I got a drinking problem. I drank too much, and I need to get, you know. So I told him, hey, you need to get back to your family and get back to your duty and knock off the drinking. I said, let's go before the Blessed Sacrament and say a prayer before you go. At church, it was in between Masses, so I take him, and he goes, what's the Blessed Sacrament? I said, well, are you Christian? Yeah, I'm Christian. I said, well, you don't know? Okay, well, let me explain something to you. So I shared the teaching of Christ's presence in the Eucharist and the tabernacle, and I got down on my knees, and I prayed out loud for him that the Lord would give him the grace. My new friend Tom would get the graces to be faithful to his wife and to his children and get back to work and stay focused on his family, not on himself. And I said, amen. And then he ends up on his knees before the Blessed Sacrament saying an out loud prayer, saying, Jesus, my friend Terry tells me you're here. Yeah, yes. And he says, so I believe this man because he's a good man. And I just want to ask, he says, I need help, Jesus. I need help to be a good. I need you. I said, good. So anyhow, he says this prayer, and we say, okay, in the name of the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, amen. We walk out. I give him the money for, and then I also give him Bishop Sheen's Life is Worth Living, like Jesse gave his tracks out. I gave him a bunch of good Catholic tracks. Because, you know what? The homeless have CD players back then, Jess. Yep.
Oh, yeah.
And so anyhow, why am I saying this, Jess? Because that's why we are here at Virgin Most Powerful, to give Christ to the world. All right, let's shift gears, Jesse. I know we could go on and on and tell stories about the Eucharist, but you know what? I hope those inspired you, because I want to say I enjoy doing this show with you, our listener, and Jesse, but our listener especially. You know why? Because if we can give you inspiration to fall deeper in love with Jesus Christ and his bride, the church, we did our job. All right, Jess, here's the bad news. Father James Martin set to speak to his school children. What? What's he going to talk on? Oh, on welcoming homosexuality in Cardinal Dolan's Diocese of New York. Now, that's a problem, Jess.
That's scandalous.
Yes.
And by the way, I already called up the diocese. Terry did as well.
Yeah.
Please take action. Call Cardinal Dolan at 212-371-1000. And ask him to forbid Father Martin from presenting homosexual indoctrination to school children in his archdiocese. They'll be as young as 11 listening to Father James Martin. Take action.
Please do that.
Call Cardinal Dolan at 212 1-800-273-71-1000 and ask him to forbid Father Martin from presenting homosexual indoctrination to school children in his archdiocese. They're going to be as young as 11. One more time.
Exactly.
Take action.
Please.
Call Cardinal Dolan at Be Respectful, and they'll just take your information. They're not going to argue with you. They just take information. 212-371-1000 and ask them to forbid Father James Martin from presenting homosexual indoctrination to school children in his archdiocese. Terry, as I'm looking at the picture here,
oh my God,
of Father James Martin.
What the heck is he doing?
Okay, I'll paint the picture.
Yeah.
He's with his priestly, he has his priestly vestments on, which is good. But behind him, there's a hard rock band, and all these lights, purple and red. It's like, you know, it's like a dim hard rock nightclub, okay? Mm-hmm. And so that's the background of where he's at. Now, he has both his fingers. He's got his pointer finger pointing up and his pinky, his little finger pointing up, and his both hands forward like if he's making horns. Okay.
Yeah.
If you can see me on, this is the way he has his hands like this. Both hands. He's like this. Yeah. Okay. I don't know about you, but that doesn't look to me like a Catholic gesture. I've never done that at mass or praying the rosary.
Nope.
So that's not part of the Catholic tradition, and he's a priest. So I looked it up on a search engine. What does it mean to point your pointer finger up and your little finger up and the rest of your fingers closed? One website says this is a gesture used in witchcraft to ward off bad luck, curses, or demonic activity. It's used by witches also to ward off negative events. Another website says that this gesture it signifies the evil eye, that you're giving somebody the evil eye, which is, again, that's another curse. The way witches curse people is called the evil eye. I looked at another website. It says holding your pointer finger and your pinky up like Father James Martin in this picture, that means you are portraying the devil's horns. The devil's horns. So, Terry, this picture speaks 1,000 words about the interiority of Father James Martin.
One more thing, Jesse, about that picture you didn't describe. He has his eyes wide open like he just saw a ghost, okay? They're bulging open. His mouth is wide open. He has that wicked look on his face. I'm sorry, Jesse, that's how I see it. And I just think, what in the world is this guy doing? And I want to ask our people not only to make that phone call, and again, that number is 212-371-1000 to Cardinal Dolan, saying that, you know, you don't want to see Father Martin, you know, presenting homosexuality to school children. But I want to just remind you that we all can make reparation for this. This is wicked, okay, Jess? This is not, you know, like neutral. Not neutral at all. This is wicked, and it needs to be stopped. And so we need to pray hard and make reparation for that action. That's
everybody today should do the 12 noon Angelus for Father James Martin's conversion.
Yep.
And offer your rosary for him today. Let him be one of your
good
intentions
idea
today in your rosary or your divine mercy at 3 o'clock. Because I could tell you, he has offended Mary in the past.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
This is the month of Our Lady. I'm looking at another article here. It's Father James Martin. He implied in a lecture that the Blessed Virgin Mary was a lesbian. Okay?
Oh, it's
on Facebook. And so, again, he has crossed the line on several occasions. We have to make prayer and penance for this man.
I agree.
I'm looking at another article that says Father James Martin defends the desecration of Our Lady. Father Martin uploaded a thread which falsely claimed that recent desecrations of Our Lady with the LGBT and miscellaneous flag colors were in actuality designed to honor the Virgin Mary. So he says these statues that people wrap around the LGBT flag on Mary and spray paint the LGBT colors, he says this brings honor to Our Lady, Terry.
Oh, that's sacrilegious. Okay, when we come back, we're going to talk about it's time to cancel the cancel culture here on the Terry and Jesse Show on Virgin Most Powerful Radio. Stay Stay with us.
Welcome back to the Terry and Jesse Show. To join the conversation, call 888-526-2151. Now, here's Terry and Jesse.
This entire cancel culture is an attack on truth.
That's true.
And who is ultimately the truth? The Lord Jesus Christ. This entire cancel culture is an attack on the Word who became flesh. Jesus is truth. Everything he says is truth. His person is truth. His gospel is truth. His life is truth. And this whole cancel culture, Terry, they want to silence the children of God. Yep, even before the death of George Floyd, there's a whole new culture that's emerged known as the cancel culture.
Yep.
And by the way, a friend of ours named Patrick Coffin, he knows what this is all about.
Oh, yeah.
He had a massive conference canceled, right as the conference was going on last week. But thanks be to God, it looks like he rescheduled it for this weekend, May 7th Good. Through 9th, where he has 40 of the top doctors around the world rescheduled to talk about, it's called the Truth Over Fear COVID-19 Summit.
Good.
And so he's fighting back. That's good. But, Terry, this culture, truth be told, was founded and promoted by three black self-admitted Marxist women of lesbian persuasion of Black Lives Matter.
Yep.
They want to change this country into something it never was meant to be. And so these three women, and they're racist, let's just put it, everything about them is promoting division in this country. They're attempting to erase our history and cancel anything to do with what they consider racist and Western culture as a whole. In other words, Western civilization comes from where? Catholicism.
Exactly.
This is an attack on Catholicism, in case you didn't know.
That.
Yeah. So these three Marxist leftist lesbian women are doing this through fear, intimidation. They throw around the term white guilt and racism. And what's sad, Terry, is that there's companies that are cowering and caving into them like sniveling cowards on the corner.
Sad.
Because they just call them and says, if you don't give us money, they shake them down. We're going to call you racist. They've learned their lesson well, Terry. I'll tell you, they've learned from Jesse Jackson, who at this point he's out of commission intellectually, so you'll never see him. He's sick. But he's the one that started this shaking down companies, Al Sharpton, a few others. So they've learned from other people, but they've taken it to another level, Terry. And they started off, for me personally, retired law enforcement, something that I noticed immediately that they did, which I'm saying, what? I can't believe this. They canceled two of my favorite shows, Cops. I actually came out on one or two series a long time ago. And Live PD. They managed to cancel these very positive law enforcement shows showing what cops go through day in and day out.
Yeah.
Right after the George Floyd event, those shows that had, again, the positive side and what cops do for the communities, those things were canceled as a result of the pressure of Black Lives Matter. And these Black Lives Matter people started making demands that police be defunded all over the country. And, of course, their liberal cohorts in Congress and their liberal mayors all over the country, they started defunding police departments, causing policemen, Terry, to quit right now in numbers we've never seen.
All over the country.
Or seeing cops walk off their jobs.
Yeah.
And so, needless to say, crime has risen 100% in the big cities, especially in Chicago, where you had black-on-black shootings daily,
yep,
and even innocent little kids being shot and killed. And I'll tell you, Terry, there's a lot of hypocrisy here.
There is.
Because these three founders of Black Lives Matter, they don't say nothing about the 6,000 black-on-black killings a year in this country.
Yeah, yep.
Boy, well, oh boy.
Well said, Jesse.
Yeah, yeah. Go ahead, Terry.
And I just want to add something. The patron saint for... the cancel culture is Pontius Pilate.
Ooh,
and
yeah.
And I'll tell you why, Jesse.
Wow,
he
that's
tried
good.
To permanently cancel the truth, which was Jesus Christ.
Mm.
Now, I just want to say...
Good comment.
One of our listeners, we're all... We got really good listeners that come in, and you're always texting me stuff, but I want to just mention that here's an example of the cancel culture. And we could talk about a week or two ago about how these people are making lots of money doing this, and they're buying million-dollar homes. Okay, I get all that. But here's what's happened. Not only the statues being torn down, we could talk about that, but I want to throw something out that just shows, depending on what side of the fence you're on, you get social media will cancel you out.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, I'll give an example. President Trump, he's canceled out because of his conservatism, okay? His love for the country. That's not permitted, okay? So he gets taken out. Or anybody who said, I'll just be honest with you, if you said, hey, the election of the Biden administration, it wasn't a fair election, that we think there was a lot of fraud going on. Okay, you're no longer on YouTube, you're no longer Facebook, you can't say that. But 4 years before that, Jesse, we had a similar situation, but the shoe was on the other foot. It was on the Democratic Party side, and Hillary Clinton was saying, foul, foul. Did the social media giants cancel Hillary Clinton and all the people who said President Trump stole the election? No, as a matter of fact, they let it go on for years.
For 4 years.
Thank you. So here's my point, Jesse. It's hypocrisy. Depending on who you're going to be speaking for, if you're conservative, you're going to be canceled, like YouTube. And Jesse, I'm going to be honest with you right now, bro. Any of us who are Orthodox speakers, you get canceled many times because they don't want to hear from you. You know, yeah. So the bottom line is the cancel culture is also affecting the church, too, brother. That was my point.
Yeah, it's also in the church.
Yep.
Terry, I mean, the cancel culture, they started tearing down statues of, you know, they started calling them racist. George Washington, Thomas Jefferson, yep. Robert E. Lee.
Yep.
But it didn't stop there.
Nope.
Okay. Then the cancel culture started tearing down statues of Gandhi. Okay. All right. Well, he has, you know, he's a Hindu instead of a Hindu lawyer. All right. But then, talk about not knowing your history.
Yeah.
They started tearing down statues of Frederick Douglass, who freed slaves. He was an abolitionist.
They're ignorant. That's all.
And they tore down a statue of Abraham Lincoln.
Yeah.
Because he was talking. The statue had him, you know, talking to a freed slave.
Yeah.
Little did they know that the statue that they tore down, it was of a black man that had just been freed by Abraham Lincoln's influence through his Emancipation Proclamation.
Right.
And so they don't even know that Abraham Lincoln was the best friend of black slaves 150 years ago, and they're tearing down his statues. Here's what we have, Terry. We have ISIS in America,
yep,
okay?
We do.
Yeah, they're just called BLM and Antifa. We have ISIS in America because there's no rhyme or reason to what they're doing, but they're all united in one cause.
But here's
anarchy and bring down the United States as a great nation.
Well said. And, you know, not only that, Jesse, it's costing us billions of dollars in riots in Portland, Oregon, New York, burning down businesses. And here's the kicker. Many of them were black-owned businesses. The people had lives saved. See, this is the problem. We as Christians believe all lives are sacred, unborn and born. They are so concerned just one thing, but they don't even say the black lives. What about the unborn babies that are black? No, we don't care about that. And here's the double standard again, Jess. This is just a double standard. If President Obama, he spoke at Mount Rushmore, all of the media talks about, oh, that's such a great symbol of our country. Wow, that's so beautiful. And then when President Trump goes there, now they're complaining about Mount Rushmore. See, which is it, dude? You're nuts. And that's the point I'm making, okay? That's all. They're nuts.
Terry, it's our Lord calls that duplicity in Scripture, you know, speaking out of both sides of your mouth. And the book of James says, a double-minded man is unstable in all his ways. They're unstable.
Yeah.
When you speak out of both sides of your mouth, your whole life is going to be disordered. It's going to be unstable. And it also, I'll tell you, this whole cancel culture, St. Paul addresses this. It's in Romans chapter 1. I forget what verse, but he says this. He says, wicked people suppress the truth.
Yeah.
Think about that statement, Terry.
Yep.
Wicked people suppress the truth, he says, by their wickedness. All these big tech companies, all these people that are suppressing the truth of free speech,
yeah,
are, in the words of sacred scripture, they are wicked people.
Yeah, Terry? They are, Jess. And that's just, see, and this is why we need to fight back in the sense of our spirituality, by our prayers and our actions. We can't stay quiet to this, because what's happening...
Well, we're victims of the cancel culture, the NPR.
Oh, of course. Are you kidding me? You know, this... And Jess, let me just tell you one thing. I got several men that called us this week when they heard me say something about, hey, you know what, YouTube? That's just... stick it to you. We're not going to... We're going to talk about the election. We're going to talk about the vaccines. And pooey on you. You know, he says, you know what? Where are the men standing up? Thank you, guys. This is why we support you, because we know Jess and Terry, you guys are not going to roll over. You're going to fight this. Now, you might take a couple hits. We might go down on a, but we always get up. And that's what we've been doing all our lives. And I just want to thank our listeners.
Why stop now?
Because they've been supporting us to get new equipment. And we need more of that right now. If you want to help us, if you like our style of, you know, no-nonsense Catholicism, give us a call at 877.
Because we want to get on all the platforms.
Exactly.
We want to get on all the platforms that allow free speech.
Call us at 877-526-2151 or go online to VMPR and say, I want to support the Terry and Jesse Show and all the Virgin Most Powerful, even if the big tech people want to try and cancel us out. Because you know what? I don't go down until my last breath. You can say after 5 minutes after I'm dead, that's when I say, okay, game over. I'm, you know, that's, I did everything I could to promote the gospel. That's what we're doing here at Virgin Most Powerful Radio.
Terry, what's sad is that, again, these people are evil people.
They are.
That's what the Bible calls them.
Yep. Okay?
People who suppress the truth are evil people.
Yep.
They're wicked people. And I'll tell you what's sad is that we're seeing our gutless major companies that are caving into Black Lives Matter. I'll talk about some of the companies on the next segment. You're listening to the Terry and Jesse Show.
You won't be surprised. There are ones that you use all the time. And I say, let's stop using those folks.
Yes.
They want to undermine the culture, or we're going to undermine their cancel culture. Hey, it's Terry and Jesse. Too blessed to be stressed, too anointed to be disappointed. Stay with us.
Welcome back to the Terry and Jesse Show. To join the conversation, call 888-526-2151. Now, here's Terry and Jesse.
Speaking the truth in love, Ephesians 4:15, major companies have caved in to these Black Lives Matter threats. In fact, and I don't know if you realize that the CEO of YouTube pledged to donate $500 million to black entertainers. Tim Cook, the CEO of Apple, pledged to give $10 million to black entrepreneurs. And the makers of Aunt Jemima and Uncle Ben have promised to change their image.
I'm sorry.
Lord, help
give me a
us.
Break.
Lord, come to our assistance right now. And going back to the issue of tearing down statues again, a lot of these statues have been of abolitionists like Abraham Lincoln, the Frederick Douglass. These people have been on the right side of history. And again, the low information people that are part of Black Lives Matter and Antifa, they don't know that. They don't know that because for them, Terry, it's just a movement. It's just about tearing the country apart. It's about holding up signs. It's about anarchy. It's about looting, blocking traffic, intimidating people, destroying public property, murdering innocent people, defacing national monuments. They love themselves. They love attention, and they hate everything else that's not part of their system. And I remember even when President Trump was president.
Yep.
Talk about, I've just never seen this type of insolence and this type of bigotry and hatred. In front of the Trump Tower in New York City, Terry, out of anger, they put out right on the street. It was a big old, they painted it on the sidewalk, you know, black BLM, huge. And so you can see that right on the street, painted on the floor from the Trump Tower.
Yeah, that's really sad. Jesse, we've got Mike in Fresno wants to join in. Mike, welcome to the Terry and Jesse Show, brother.
Gentlemen, thanks for the show. Thanks for preaching the word in charity and truth today. Yeah. I just wanted to give a quick shout-out and say thank you and especially to the, all the men of St. Michael Shield prayer group. Some of them might be listening.
Yeah.
Wanted to also put out a
good,
call
good
to
men.
Men.
Yeah.
Yes, they're very good men. I'm very blessed to have known them and got to meet them. Yeah. I want to put a shout-out to all the guys in the men in parishes, oral parishes, traditional parishes, all around, even guys in Christian churches in and around. This weekend will be a really good time to do some prayer and penance, especially for the Vatican Conference going on. All the things you guys have talked about with Father Martin, preaching all kind of things that are going against the faith. We really think, especially the men of the parishes, if you can pray inside the church, if you've got to pray outside the church, if you got to pray on the sidewalk, starting this weekend, maybe tomorrow, Friday, Saturday, Sunday, get your guys together, do some prayer groups, do some extra time before the Blessed Sacrament. Amen. But especially this Sunday,
amen,
get out in front of the church, make yourself visible, pray an extra rosary out in front of the church. If you can do it inside with the community, that's great. If you got to be outside the church, that's fine. If you got to be on the sidewalk, if your priest doesn't like you because you want to be praying an extra rosary, be on the sidewalk. But we got to be visible this weekend because I think this is the, especially with what's going on in the Vatican, this weekend is that big merging of the world and the church, and we got to be fighting against it.
You got it, Mike. Mike, thanks for joining us here and calling in. I hope you can come to the men's conference coming up in June also, brother. Good job.
I'll try to
thanks
make it
again.
Out. Thank you, guys.
Hey, Jesse, I just want to mention.
Terry, this guy's right on
I
the
remember.
Money.
I remember.
Mean,
well, of course
guy,
he is.
Yeah.
And you know, Jess, the nickname for some of these companies you talk about, like a Coca-Cola, how about if we call it Woca-Cola? Or rather than calling it Amazon, Wokaton. Or Walmart, let's call it Wokemart. What do you think, Jess? I mean, that's just one of our listeners' comments. You know what, Jess? We have to respond because by sitting back, when evil takes place, when good people do nothing, the evil abounds. That's just a fact.
Terry, and I'll tell you, somebody who fought back of the cancel culture, there's people that fight back.
Good.
I remember under the President Obama presidency, when they recognized Goya Foods for, it was a Hispanic entrepreneur that made a huge company and stuff. But because he was supporting President Trump, they went after him. The Spanish media went after him. The English media, they
horrible.
Said, don't support this guy. Goya Foods has been around for 75 years. They're one of the most successful Hispanic companies in the world. And once again, just because he offered a prayer for Donald Trump and he asked people to pray a blessing over, ask God to bless Donald Trump, the intolerant left went after him and tried to cancel him.
Yeah.
And he fought back.
Good for
again,
him.
Again, he fought. And that's exactly what we're all called to do, Terry. Patrick Coffin is fighting back.
Yep.
Again, we can't just lay down and they're hypocrites, Terry.
That's right.
And ultimately what they want to do, make no mistake. They hate Jesus. I'm just going to say it. These people hate Jesus Christ.
Racist to them.
Absolutely. They try to. So they don't believe that he's the way, the truth and the life.
Yep.
They reject everything about him and everything he says. And ultimately, they're also going to reject his followers. Let's not be surprised that we're victims to these people, because remember, Jesus says if they hated me, they're going to hate you as well. They don't know us from Adam, Terry, but they hate what we stand for because they know that we stand for the promotion of good, what's beautiful, what's true, which is the gospel of Jesus Christ. We believe in natural law. We believe in order. We believe in the way God established marriage. It's all these things, Terry, the sanctity of human life, that is offensive to them. Because I'll tell you, again, I'm going to just be very basic. There's two types of people in the world. 1 John 3:10, sons of Satan and sons of God. And the sons of Satan, as Archbishop Vigano says, every time he writes a letter, the sons of Satan right now are on the march.
The second most populated country is pushing back to this culture. That's Texas. Again, I keep talking about Lubbock, Texas, how they have 250,000 people, largest city, to say no abortions in our city. Each city does that. We're going to push this back. Well, here's what Texas did, and it could save thousands of babies' lives. They're now approving, like other states, a heartbeat bill, and this heartbeat bill bans abortions of babies, including those conceived through rape or incest. In other words, when that baby's heartbeat, at 6 weeks into it, where women don't even know they're, many of them don't even know they're pregnant, you can't have that abortion. So, in other words, we're pushing back for life. And think about 20 years from now, Jess, think about this. All these preborn babies that would have been dead because of the abortionists killing babies, but because good people stood up in different states like Texas and said, not on my watch. And now they've got grandchildren. Now they got great-grandchildren because somebody stood up for life, and rather they weren't selfish and saying, what's that? That's nothing for me. I could care less what they do about these babies. It's not me. See, we have to be self-sacrificing right now and lay down our life like our Lord did for us, for the salvation of souls. And then we have to make sacrifices for the saving of these babies. And this is part of the cancel culture that's after us, and that is killing unborn babies.
Terry, this is the group that I can't believe people take this group serious. And they're basically the brown shirts for the Democrat
that's
Party.
That's a good analogy.
Because it wasn't too long ago they were terrorizing the streets of New York, walking down the main streets of New York and yelling these horrible chants saying about police, pigs in a blanket, fry them like bacon, yep. Pigs in a blanket, fry them like bacon. The only person, Terry, that stood up to them was Donald Trump.
That's right. He had to go, man.
And that's why the deep state, they stole the election and took it away from him. Yep. Because Donald Trump, he said very clearly, he said, it's time we cancel the cancel culture. And so the deep state, they went into action. Yeah, Terry, the cancel culture is part of the culture of death.
That's right.
Remember, it was Pope Benedict who reminded us. He says, we need to watch out for, because we're moving towards a dictatorship of relativism. Remember that?
Absolutely.
We're moving towards a dictatorship of relativism, which does not recognize anything as for certain, and which has as its highest goals one's own ego and one's own desires, close quote. Pope Benedict, he warned us that this was going to happen. He was prophetic in this, and the fact of the matter is, the only person that was really standing up against him, Donald Trump, they stole the election from him so that and basically nullified, banned him, Terry, I forget from what platform, for life.
Yep, I got it. Wow. And Jesse, this is what we call a world biblical view, which we have of a Catholic world biblical view versus what I call a secular worldview that says, hey, you know what? If it feels good, do it. And this is, again, Jesse, I noticed one thing about our Satan. Sheen talked about it. Violence, anger. These are characteristics of the devil that we see in this movement of the cancel culture. Am I onto something, Jess?
Yeah, there you, so. Yeah, you're absolutely right. And as Catholics, that's why, and people of goodwill, at this point, I'll take Mormons and evangelicals, people of goodwill, people that are patriots and of faith, yeah. We have to start coming up with our own parallel economy, our own social media, our own servers, our own search engines, even our own banks, our own credit unions.
Yep.
Let's just, Hobby Lobby's a good example. In-N-Out's a good example.
Yep.
Chick-fil-A. We have to start coming up with our own Christian parallel, everything, Terry, because at this point, the left, as soon as they took total power, they went nuts.
Yep. And my phone is burning up with texts. I got another retired cop. He should send it to you, but these retired cops says, hey, I'm going to donate $150 and I'm becoming a monthly donor. You guys are the real deal. He's a retired cop. And then I got another one that says, just tell me what are your needs are because you got my support. Well, you know what? We appreciate everyone who supports us. And I'll tell you why. Because we're here for the long run. Jess and I have been doing this for decades, okay?
And we're not going to stop till we drop.
Exactly.
Don't stop till we drop.
Yep. Don't stop till we drop. Hey, up next, the good doctor's in, Jess. Dr. Sandoval. Why don't you give him a plug?
Dr. Louis Sandoval, psychiatrist. He's also on the team, the exorcism team in Orange County. He's the one that assesses people for healing and deliverance. This guy is a gem to the Catholic Church. He's also he was almost going to be a priest, so he has several years of theology That's and right. philosophy. This guy's well-formed, Terry.
You bet. You bet. Up next, the Sandoval Show, Dr. Sandoval. I want to just remind everybody that there's only one question I ask Jess at the end of every show that really matters, and that is, Jess, what state should we be living in?
Not any state in the U.S. They're all going to be burned one day at the second coming. The state of grace. Yeah. That's the state you want to live in. Don't live in the state of mortal sin. Get the heck out of there right now.
Amen. Full sheen ahead here at Virgin Most Powerful Radio. We don't give up. Never give up. Yes, that's what our motto is. Thanks again for joining us here. We enjoy being with you, our listeners. God love you and your family.